This is the Informed Traveler on AM 770 CHQR. I'm Randy Sharman. Are you an anxious air traveler, especially in light of what's been going on in the industry in the last month? To ease that anxiety, we have on the phone with us now Tom Zeiser. He's a professional speaker, author, and experienced pilot. His website is pegasuspresentations.com. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning to you.
Should mention your website again, pegasuspresentations.com. Give us a little bit of background about yourself. Obviously, you do some professional speaking. You have some written material out there and a pilot. So tell us about yourself and how you got into doing what you're doing now.
Well, I started flying in 1972, and within a couple of years of that, I was actually teaching flying, and I've been flying professionally ever since. During all of those years, I managed to be fortunate enough to fly all over the world in all types of different aircraft, and those experiences have led me to where I am today. Today, I fly a small corporate jet for a very few, select few individuals, and I take them to mostly southern destinations, so it is just the best job I've ever had.
Now, your website, again, is pegasuspresentations.com. On that website, you do have a different number of programs. One of them is called The Skies Are Safe, Peace of Mind for the Anxious Traveler. I'm sure there's a number of people out there, especially these days, considering what happened on Christmas Day, that make them a little anxious. Are the skies safe?
Absolutely, they are. Here's just a quick note for you. At this moment, there are 4,803 aircraft in the sky over United States and Canada, and in the last 24 hours, there have been 42,988 arrivals. So that is quite the quite a large figure. And what has happened is, back early in my career, I noticed that one comment was made: I didn't have enough gray hair. I've been lucky enough to fly all of these years, and one of the things that people still, to this day, they're white knuckles. Mm-hmm. They're anxious, and the reason they're anxious is because they don't know what's going on. This is a world that is very specialized, and since the doors have been closed to the cockpit, fewer and fewer people know and understand what is going on. And because they just are not 100% sure of what's going on, well, that's leading to the anxious.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you're putting your life in someone else's hands, and you have no control.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I started doing the speaking that I've done. And I do talk to several groups, especially some of the oil travelers and the people going in some of the smaller aircraft, the charter aircraft up to the northern destinations. But I speak to anyone who has any anxieties and maybe a little apprehension about getting on board an aircraft.
And I guess all the same rules apply, whether it's a commercial aircraft or a private aircraft. It's the same kind of principles, I would think.
Absolutely, absolutely. We, in fact, the aircraft that I fly right now, I'm typically higher and faster than most of the commercial airliners, and we all travel in the same space. We occupy the exact same. We work under the same rules, and we occupy the same airspace on a continual basis.
And, you know, getting back to some of the numbers that you threw out there at the beginning when we started talking, I guess the odds are in your favor, then, is what you're saying, as far as as an air traveler, right?
Absolutely. Here's an interesting thing. An interesting point is that in 2004, that was the safest year in aviation history. And even today, the odds are about 1 in 11 million that you would be involved in an aircraft accident. You know, last year was a really interesting year. 2009, there were only 30 fatal accidents in the world, of which there were only 757 fatalities. Compare that to any other industry, and aviation is incredibly safe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, condolences to those who, were unfortunate to be involved in one of those types of incidents. But still, when you're looking at sheer numbers, yeah, like 1 in 11 million, I'd be better off buying a lottery ticket.
Exactly.
Which I never win anyway, so it doesn't matter. So now, getting back to, again, what you're saying, people don't know what goes on. So can you sort of just give us a bit of some information of what is the process, what happens before a plane takes off to maybe ease some of that anxiety?
Okay. First of all, we all show up an hour, maybe 2 hours ahead of time. That's standard procedure for everyone, all flight crew. And what we'll do is we'll go through the entire process of the flight. We'll check the weather at destination en route. We'll look at the winds, determine the route to fly. We'll figure, you know, we'll look at and decide exactly where are the best winds and where would be the turbulence. We talk it over with the entire flight crew so that everyone is on the same page. We know exactly where we're going, what we're going to expect. Once we've done all of the paperwork, we figure out how much fuel we want to take. We decide what route we want to go. We do a complete weight and balance to make sure all of the figures match. We then do, and this is typical of every flight, a briefing.
Mm-hmm.
The briefing will be an emergency. You know, it's just to review what we've learned in our training. By the way, all flight crew go through training every 6 months. We go into a simulator and we practice all of those possible anomalies.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do is we'll actually, you know, pick one up and just sort of review. Okay, what are you going to do if there's smoke in the cockpit? And every person of the flight deck will very quickly say, this is what I'll do, and this is what I'll do, and this is how we'll handle it, just as a review procedure. Then, just prior to boarding the aircraft, the flight crew will check every system on the aircraft. We do both an internal and an external check. If you're sitting at the terminal and you look out the window and you see a pilot walking around the airplane just with a flashlight and such, he's looking to make sure that, you know, the tires are inflated properly and all of those things are 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot inside will also be looking at things like checking the fuel, checking the hydraulics, all of the systems, making sure that everything is ready and 100% ready to go when you board the aircraft.
So I guess if we did that if we're traveling in a car, maybe we wouldn't be have so many traffic accidents. I'm not sure, but...
Well, you know what? One of the things that I suggest is, you know, how would you feel if in the morning when you woke up, you were met by a mechanic?
Mm-hmm.
And the mechanic handed you the keys and he says, you know, I've just done a 67-point check on your car. And I've started it, I've warmed it up, I've checked the oil, checked the air pressures, here are the keys, and, you know, enjoy your trip to work. That's also what happens. Maintenance will do a complete and exhaustive check on the aircraft every day.
You mentioned weather previously. How much of a factor does weather have in, you know, what goes on as well?
Well, absolutely. That's 100% of what we do. We train to take off and land in adverse weather conditions. We fly, around. We'll pick the weather that we do not want to fly. For example, if the aircraft in front of us says, you know, I've just had some turbulence, we might suggest a different altitude or a different route around that turbulence. We'll look for things such as thunderstorms, and we will go around them. We don't want to shake up the passengers and do too much, spill too much coffee. So we'll go around the thunderstorms and turbulence.
Now, who makes the call as far as delaying a flight because of weather, perhaps? Is it air traffic control? Is it the captain? Who is in charge of that call?
The ultimate responsibility always falls on the captain's shoulders. He will talk with dispatch, he will get the weather, he will talk with air traffic control. The ultimate safety consideration is the captain of the aircraft. And to that end, he will say yes or no to all of the final situations.
One of the things you talk about on your website, again, which is pegasuspresentations.com, the page is specifically titled, The Skies Are Safe, Peace of Mind for the Anxious Traveler. That's what we're chatting about here. You talk about turbulence, and what exactly is turbulence? So tell us what turbulence is. Obviously, it's when the plane gets bumped around a little bit, you can certainly feel it. But what is it?
Well, you know, the aircraft, first of all, I might say that the airplanes are designed to handle turbulence. And one of the things that we do is we will keep in mind what and where to expect the turbulence. We'll do the weather briefings and such. The best way to think of turbulence is air is a fluid. It's the same as being on a boat in a river. As you're going down that river, if there's rocks on the bottom and the water is being churned up by the rocks, you on the boat will experience a little turbulence. That is exactly the same thing as what happens in the air. As various Fronts are going by. Air is moving up and down. Thunderstorms, as they're coming along, it generates air directions and movements. And as the air is mixing, it is just like a water would be mixing, you would have turbulence. And the airplanes are designed to handle the turbulence 100%. One of the things that if we go through factories every once in a while and have a look at the manufacturers of these airplanes, they design the wings to be a minimum of 1.5 times their expected maximum stress levels.
So they can take a lot of punishment, is what you're saying.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're designed to move up and down and to rock and roll with the turbulence. And so while it might be a little bit uncomfortable in the cabin, and certainly you might spill your coffee, that is where you know, the aircraft are designed to shine.
So I shouldn't be concerned if I can look out the window and I can see the wing moving a little bit. They're designed to take that movement, and that's part of their whole whole design.
Absolutely. One thing I'd like to mention is that turbulence is actually the cause of a lot of minor injuries, and the reason for that, and this is where, please listen to the safety briefing and have your seatbelts done up. Injuries in airplanes typically happen when people are walking around and if a little bit of turbulence is encountered. And so, for example, if you have your laptop on your you're just lying around and it's not being used, and you hit a little bit of turbulence, that laptop could bounce around and, you know, bump your elbow or something of this nature. So the idea, and in order to stay safe, the best way to do it is when you are not moving around, have the seatbelt done up, even if it's just loosely, but have it secured. Also, loose objects. If you're not using your laptop, stow it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all right to say, I'm just going to go down for a little bit of a nap. Fine, but put the laptop underneath the seat in front of you where it belongs.
So that could become a flying object through the cabin quite easily. What are some of the other tips that people can do when they sit in? I'm one of those few people that actually pay attention to the flight attendants when they're showing where the exits are, and I actually make a note of, okay, the exit row is there or where.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things that we should be paying attention instead of, you know, getting our headsets ready to listen to our music or getting our magazine out or reading a magazine and totally ignoring the flight crew? Tell us maybe what we should be doing.
A couple of things. Well, first of all, as you just mentioned, listen to the briefing. Take your headset off and actually listen to the briefing. I know we've heard it 1,000 times, but you know what? The number one cause of accidents in airplanes is due to complacency. So if we just pay attention for the 2 minutes, we will, you know, jog our memories about what to do. One of the things that everyone is doing is they're getting on the internet and they're booking the emergency exits.
It's me.
Great place to sit. You've got some extra leg room, but you know what? Take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
If, for example, the aircraft slides off the runway and you have to get out of through the emergency exit, you will be called upon to open that exit hatch.
Exactly. You better know what you're doing.
So take it seriously. Look at the diagrams. Think about how you would open up that hatch. And remember that some of these hatches could be 50, 60, even 70 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So remember to take that one quite seriously. Another thing is count the number of rows. I physically touch each seat as I'm going to my seat and I say, okay, now I am 9 rows to the nearest exit and look behind you, because the idea that should this happen in a, like, for example, yesterday in the fog, in the darkness, and if an aircraft were to run across, run off of a runway, now you may need to find that emergency exit. So count the number of rows. Something as simple as keep your shoes on for takeoff and landings. I know I take my shoes off all the time and just get more and more comfortable when I'm sitting in the back. But wait until the aircraft is at altitude, maybe 10 minutes into the flight, just because if you have to exit the aircraft, you will want to have protection on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So these are a couple of the little things that you can do just to become familiar with and to prepare yourself should you have to exit the aircraft quickly.
Some great advice. Tom Zeiser, speaker, author, professional pilot. The website again is pegasuspresentations.com. Very briefly, the new security measures that are out there, are they going to make things better?
Yes, they are. I'll tell you a little bit about our industry. The aviation industry is inherently overprotective. One of the things that we do is everything is redundant and redundant and redundant. And because of that, you know what, the security measures are there, and it's part of our corporate culture is to stay safe. It's a pain in the butt, yes it is. When I'm flying in the back and I have to, you know, take my shoes off and I have to go through the searches and everything else, I find it just as much of a pain in the butt as anybody else will. But the bottom line is it will make us and keep us safe throughout everything that we do. And you know, as aviation moves forward, we are going to have more and more airplanes in the sky. We are going to have more and more people traveling. And this is just the natural progression as we move forward.
Safety first.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your time. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll talk ecotourism when the informed traveler continues on AM 770 CHQR.